by heaven, by heaven offered this bandana to jealousy. Myself and all sentient my Brahma Dharma, Dharma, Brahma Cat, and do not occur any obstacles to the path. Especially, bless us to generate two bodhicitta. Conventional bodhicitta and absolute bodhicitta. Immediately, with all our hearts. From now on, whatever action I do, eating, walking, sitting, sleeping, doing jobs, so forth, as well as reflecting, the listening, reflecting, meditation practice. And whatever life I experience, happy life or unhappy life, healthy life or having sicknesses, poor or rich. Receiving criticism, praise from others, or bad reputation, or good reputation. Receiving material, or not receiving material. gain or loss. living or dying. Even born, and they hold it on. Whatever life experience from now on may be become most beneficial towards all the sentient beings, which causes all the sentient beings to achieve enlightenment as quick as possible by myself being enlightened.
Not just to solve only one sort of problems.
to free the numberless sentient beings from the oceans of the samsara suffering and bring them in the full enlightenment. Success of that, then there's no other way except first one thought, which is on this mind, instead of this mind. For that, then one needs to actualize a greater part of the higher capable being, and that is a preliminary realization, greater part of the having realization, the greater part of the lower capable being and general. And that depends on a preliminary realization. Having achieved the gradual path of the lower capable being and general, so that starts from the beginning of the path, the eight freedoms and ten richness. How this human body is so precious. So, what makes successful? Actualizing the beginning of the path, how this human body is qualified for eight freedom tests, how this is so precious from the after enlightenment, by the correctly devoting the virtuous fire, the thought and action, that is. So therefore, it's called the root of the path of enlightenment. Without that, then cannot. Without the root, you can't have the stems, kind of the trees, and the main trunk, and all the branches and the flowers and the fruit can't have all the enjoyment. But if there's a root, then you can have all these things can happen. So like that. So that's why devoting the virtue strength to the thought of action is called the root. The path of life. So without that, then the all the rest of the path of enlightenment doesn't happen. By having that, it all always happens. That is what calls the root. That's another example. That Lama Disha, Lama Pankhapa, having introduced this meditation first, how to correct the word virtuous friend, if one makes mistakes, what are the shortcomings? The heaviest shortcomings, the obstacles that can happen, and the great advantages if one did practice correctly, devote to the virtuous friend without action. And how to do that. So, extremely skillful, extremely kind that this meditation is explained first. So that it protects, it saves one's life. it protects one's soul from these biggest mistakes in the life. It's the greatest obstacle, creating the greatest obstacle, so to protect oneself from this. From very beginning, being aware. So that helps. That helps. And also one come to know this is the one that makes what successful exercise of the four pillars of the path, and how quickly one will achieve enlightenment. The answer lies in the how good quality of the how much one is able to devote the virtue and withholding action. And how much one cherish this, that was a life. Like one's own life, or cherishing more than one's own life, which brings enlightenment, Buddhist. That, as is mentioned in the Guru devotion commentaries, by great that Bodhisattva or scribe of Tathunga, even without practice, Tantra, correctly devoted in his guru, Bodhisattva Chepa, more than was for life. Seven years. correctly devoted. His guru, Bodhisattva Chöpa, that waiting to receive teachings from Bodhisattva Chöpa for a long time. First of all, spent a long time to find the guru that one has come in connection. Even though Bodhisattva or Skywan can see numbers of Buddhas today, but still want to look for the guru that with whom we have common connection. So then so I did say but the suppose Chöpa was in a retreat, so I had to wait years. So I did a cleaning around the temple inside the Buddhisattva was there. So the cleaning long time. And then the day when the Buddhisattva comes out of the retreat of the temple and then clean the dust on the ground. So, and perform the form the teaching. So, due to the maras, they cause the water to dry, so there's no water to spill over the ground to not rise the dust up. So, then he took his own blood and body and spilled over the ground to not rise dust up. And so like that. And I don't remember the very clear. There was some story before. So those who have read, and those who have read the story of the Son of Skyrim, I remember. Bones, his own body bones, and soul, and to receive that, receive teaching or something to know for the mission. Stuff like that. However, and his own body bones. However, because having devoted guru chapa, you know, correctly, cherish more than someone alive. So because of this, even without practical karma, he was able to complete normally, which takes that to complete the merit, you know, by following the paramedian path, Maya with the paramedian path, only practicing it takes three countless great events to, you know, to complete the merit. So, the Bodhisattva was crying out did such strong say. correctly devoted words, friend, cherished more than someone I liked. Which takes two hundreds great eon to, you know, marriage to come to marriage. You see. That much marriage which one collects by, you know, the two hundreds great eon by following the paramedic path. So that is finished. That much marriage is able to complete within 7 years. Such strong practice in self-devotion and sacrifice of life, however cherishing more than say. So even without practical contact, quicker, so much quicker reaching enlightenment. So as it's mentioned in the outlines of the lambrum, quick path, the red commentary, the quick path, as mentioned there. That this is a tradition that a fortunate being to go to full enlightenment. This is well expounded. This is a path, traditional path that well expounded by church. The Narayana Asanga. Then this is profound, like the very essence of understanding that Lama Desha the Dharma King of the Fear World, Lama Tsongkhapa, as the essence of their understanding, it expressed out. Then this content, the essence of all the beautiful past teachings, without missing, and all this is set it up for gradual practice for one person to achieve enlightenment. Such teachings of the graduate department of Adam into the London. Sorry. In order to show pure, in order to show pure references. Of this teaching. Then showing the qualities of the author. From Guru Shakyamuni Buddha, the pure, that it has pure references. This essence of this practice, this teaching, came from Guru Shakyamuni Buddha. Advantages of the teaching, of the Islamic teaching. And then how to listen, say how to listen and explain this teaching that which has advantages and qualities. And how to bring the how to guide or bring the it's a path to enlightenment. the disciple. Persuading on this body endowed with the freedom which needs to take the persuading persuading the mind to persuading the disciple to take the essence on this body down to the freedom and richness. So that that has the eight freedom and richness. how this is highly meaningful, and how this is difficult to achieve again. Like string of root that you see. One side is lighter, the other one side is dim. They're not the same, they don't fall down, you see. So reduces that example. I think here's reason, I think the same. So without this, because without why the correct devotional word strength is so important, as in the second one, the how to train the mind in the path, path of enlightenment. because without the first one, correct devotional word strength, how to correct devotional word strength, if without that, without that, the second one cannot happen. So, so first one is so important as the second one. However, so this then how to say train the mind in the correct path to enlightenment? That one was just mentioned before. Then to apply persuading. Mind to take the essence. The body is endowed with the freedom of richness. Then, how to take the essence of this body? So, place where Buddha has descended. And then, they might have mentioned also mute in the text. Lingu. Mute. Fool. But I think I think the fool is more fool is more harmful. Mute. If they can learn that's the blind. I was talking about the reading you see Dharma texts with your hands. That's the blind, not the mute. Not to the mute, this is to the blind. Anyway, somebody made a comment that the teaching says mute in the teaching, the imperfect body, that mentions cannot practice Dharma. But it's not true, because in the West, there's technology. You know, you can use Dharma text with your hands. With your hands, you can learn Dharma. And learn teachings with hands. I'm not sure can the person can learn either very technical things like philosophy, you know, with hands reading what hands touch on the paper. That I'm not sure. However, so fool, mentally fool. That's, you know, that understanding has to be done by the mind. So if the mind is a fool, it's more, she's more harmful, it's more harmful to the Dharma. However, so here now, it is said in the teachings that all the fire energy in the world, in the human world, put together, then end of the time fire, end of the world of fire, which the hotter, end of the world fire, you know, 60, 70 times much more hotter then think, then come back. Then think the present situation. Mm. Having not been there and having freedom to practice Dharma. So, noodle is, you see, the freedom one has now. And then, Buddhist say, with this freedom, even within 1 second, you can achieve. Say, we can achieve. Happiness of future life. Whatever one wish, because one can create a cause. With this freedom, even within 1 second, we can achieve any happiness of the future life. One can achieve the same. One can create a cause. Even one wish to achieve liberation from samsara. You see, ultimate happiness, liberation from samsara. One can achieve because one can create a cause. And even within a second, you know, with this freedom, not being in the hell of him, perhaps Dharma can achieve enlightenment, because within this second, one can get cause. You know, general bodhicitta, can general bodhicitta. With the bodhicitta, see, in 1 second, one can get cause of enlightenment. So, with the bodhicitta, you create cause of enlightenment, even with a second. So that means, when that happens, you create a cause to achieve liberation from samsara. By the way, within the second, you create a cause, happiness, which lives, it comes. When you create a cause to achieve enlightenment, As a package, that, say, by the way, it comes. Liberation from samsara comes by the way, and happiness of all the future life comes by the way. So within that package, I just give my idea package. So, so this freedom, materialized immediately. So, of course, whatever material enjoyment one wishes can get materialized immediately. So, say, not just one, but limitless skies of Krishna. So, all that is nothing. All that is nothing. If you compare the value of the freedom to Pachidama, not being held to it. Why? Because even you own that many which crown of jewel, so to say, this freedom is more precious. This freedom to Pachidama without doing the help is even in 1 second, so precious, more precious than zillion trillions of dollars, zillion trillions of dollars. So I think maybe some kind of this example, money is a better example for compare. Here, you don't use competition. It's not football or something. So, compare. So, when the business people lose millions of dollars, you see. Then thought comes to commit suicide, to jump over the bridge, those famous bridge. Go to those famous bridge, like San Francisco, there's a famous bridge, Golden Bridge, or Australia, there may be maybe city below, but anyway, so famous bridge. Anyway, many countries have famous bridge where if you want to, you know, if the thought of suicide comes, then you go there, or high buildings, or famous cliffs or something. So Spain, doesn't matter. Some of the places where people talk about where, you know, where people can go to jump. See. So anyway, like that. Nerves breaking. I see all people become gloomy, you know, crazy, become crazy. Nerves breaking. So, had to go to hospital. See, and so much nerves breaking and mentally disturbed. caused mental sicknesses and have to go to hospital or like that. So, however, millions of dollars, billions of dollars, business people, the world people, then. Generally, become feel great loss. See, feel a bit loss of room or so crazy that having lost $1,000 or $100. So, even 1,000 pieces or even 100 pieces. So that is because you know the money is so precious. The money is so precious, and you can do so many things. Because you know the value of the money, but one never feels with this precious human body. not just to create a meaningless action, empty, which has no essence, which doesn't bring any happiness, which doesn't result any happiness. Not that not only makes life empty, but life, the precious human body, whole life used only to create the karma, only at the cause of the law of realm, the precious human body of human life is used only to create the negative karma, cause of the unbearable suffering. So even the whole life spent used like that, but never feel having lost it, never feel having wasted or lost this precious human body, life. As one feels dead lost, one has lost billions of dollars or millions of dollars, and even $100, one feels dead lost. Even one lost $100 or 100 rupees or 10 rupees. However, so it depends on the person, that you know how much person can value. So anyway, so that with this precious body, never had the feeling of like how you feel with the money is lost. somebody cheated, you know, which cost one rupee. You know, the person said to have asked you for 2 rupees. Then the extra rupee is going to other person. Instead you are having the one extra rupee is gone to other person's hand. So then you feel, so you see, next, just in speaking, so you feel, then see, lost so much, 1 rupee is still gone. It's just you didn't have, but it's in hand of the other person. But you feel so much lost, you see. The other person cheated. It was only 1 rupee, but took 2 rupees, you see. So it's become a huge problem. You know, huge problem. So anyway, so the feeling of loss, you know, 1 rupee is gone, so the 1 rupee is gone, so feeling loss. But this with this human body is so precious. This precious human life, but this body, how much is wasted? Not only empty, but used only to create karma. You see, to every day it was to create karma, to suffer in the Lord realm. But slowly, see, feel completely okay. And then, you see, there's no feeling of loss, even 1 rupee is there. That kind of feeling of loss. So that means this one. So that means you recognize, you value this 1 rupee more. See, then you see. See value of even 1 rupee to the precious human body, human life. You don't have that feeling of precious. Not even how you feel with 1 rupee. You know that. So, however, now what I'm going to say is, skies filled with which kind of jewels that must give you own. That with that many which are jewels cannot stop rebirth, your rebirth in the Lord realm. Cannot. That many which are jewels have over that. You see, alone can just having which are jewels, or just having even a sky filled with which are jewels cannot stop your rebirth in the Lord realm. Cannot stop at even little birth in the Lord in, and besides cannot it cannot give liberation to you from samsara and the Lord Nirvana. If you have this freedom, not being in the hell realm, you see, freedom to practice Dharma, not being in the hell realm. With this freedom, without one single rich grand jewelry, without one single hidden jewel, money, even one doesn't own one single money, but with this, but having this freedom, not being in the hell, freedom to practice Dharma without being in the hell, can achieve enlightenment, but can create cause, and can achieve enlightenment. Can you achieve liberation? can you achieve happiness which life? Can you achieve happiness which life? Can clear the cause, even with the seconds, with this freedom, within seconds. And can you achieve liberation from samsara, by clear the cause, even with the seconds? Can you achieve enlightenment? Can you achieve enlightenment, even within them? Within 1 second, with this freedom, by clear the cause. Therefore, if one waste this freedom to practice Dharma, without being in the hell, it's a great loss. Much more than a whole sky filled with it. Gold, or diamond, even a rich grand jewel, much greater loss than having lost this whole sky filled with rich grand jewel. The reason why, how it is greater loss, that reason was explained before. So now, this freedom to practice Dharma without feeling help, difficult to find again, and this doesn't last long. This can be stopped any time. It's freedom to practice Dharma. Without being in hell, this can be stopped any time. So, must practice Dharma right away. Without delay a second. And must practice Dharma continuously. So same. So if we are in the place where there's no food, we can't find any. If we're in the place, if we're in the place where there's no food, you can't find any water. If you have to be in one place, if you have to be in that place where you can't find any food, one spoon of food, you know, one piece of bread, one piece of food, say, one spoon of food cannot find, and if you drop water. Even if you can't find a drop of water, you have to be present in such a place for one day. I can't bear that. The unimaginable can't bear that. But there's no drop of water, not even one drop of water, can't find even a spoon of food there. So if you want to spend, even one day, it'll be so long. Even if it's one day, but that it'll be so long. Years over like 100 years, but you see, so unbearable, so you feel like that. So anyway, no question, if one has to set a place for 1 week, month, and year, that can't imagine. So therefore, not impossible to practice. You don't die, but somehow you have to suffer at least. suffering is so great, so unbearable, no way can practice Dharma. For example, when we have, for us human beings, when we are too excited, also can't unable to practice Dharma, too excited. Suffering and teaching, so many obstacles. When you see food, there's so many obstacles to get it. Even if you drink a drop of water, so many obstacles you have to go through. Even tiny bit of water to get to the mouth, that which is the size of the eye needle. So even to get to here, not only doesn't benefit, difficult to go through the neck because knots, and even rich in stomach can't help, don't let it become a cause of suffering, burning, like fire burning. And I put it, if it's kerosene, if you put matches, you know, lit matches and drawing the gas or kerosene, you know, like that, it burns inside. So there's, even just to get that one, you know, so many obstacles, so difficult to succeed to get into mouth. However, so if you are now there, as born person, this is impossible. Okay, having freedom, without having been born, you look at freedom to start. So this is like a dream. It's like can't believe this, that I have this freedom. It's can't believe. Yeah, unimaginable, amazing. So now, with this freedom, you know, the Pakistan that been born, so you see, even with, not only one can achieve the purpose with this, but even within a second, with this freedom, even within a second, you can achieve the purpose. So precious, whatever, unbelievable precious is freedom to come starting up in Canada. What second is so more precious, as I mentioned before, we see trillions of dollars, or the sky, the sky jewel. But all that is nothing, the value is nothing compared to this value. Freedom to pass down and open presidency, even like that. So, the reason for a second, which you can achieve the secret of purpose. difficult to find again, this can be stopped, this freedom can be stopped at any time. This freedom can be stopped at any time. before that thing, having wasted this freedom for 1 second, it's like having wasted, much more than having wasted whole sky with trillions of dollars, or the whole stuff with the gold, diamond, which we didn't, which we can do. Much great loss in that. And this is difficult. Again, the freedom that I have now can be lost at any time. So therefore, must practice Dharma right away. So this is just an idea how to meditate, how to realize each freedom is so precious, even with a second duration of life. So to discover that and conclusion to practice Dharma. So, if if one is total, if one is total, or the words peaks, you know, if one is peaked now, or crocodiles. So precious. why this is so precious. You can understand from this simple example. So that means by having a human body, how quick you can learn Dharma, how so fast you can learn Dharma. So you can get an idea of all the rest, you see. You can get an idea from this example, you can get all the rest idea. That's the idea of the rest. How so easy to learn the whole path to enlightenment, you know. You see, so easy, so fast to understand and practice. You see. So it is understanding, correct understanding, you know, then you can do practice. You see. Correct practice. Then that also so easy to practice. So easy to practice. That also means so easy to achieve realization. It also implies so easy to achieve realization. You see, those lower limb beings, because those animals that I mentioned, no opportunity, no freedom. You see, to even to leave aside practice, even to understand, no freedom at all. See, difficult. So that you see, by thinking that, then you know, with this human body that we have this time, so precious, and if we do put effort, if we do put, with this understanding, with this awareness of this human body so precious, that there's other beings that don't have this freedom. With this understanding, then we can see how we see with this human body, so learn so fast, quickest, you know. If somebody expects you learn so fast, quickest, that means able to achieve enlightenment quickly. And also that implies also able to achieve enlightenment quickly. So if from one's own side, if you do put effort to learn, to practice, So by analyzing, comparing, you see, you can see how this thing is suppressed. So therefore, always we have to do the best decision, most meaningful decision in life. Whatever we decide, most meaningful, most beneficial. So let us stop there.